Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. I was curious to learn more about Chatham and what there is to eat there, so I looked on the internet to find restaurants.
Be with myself in center.
One restaurant kept coming up as a fine dining restaurant. It was called Yanni's. Another listing categorized it as American cuisine. If I stayed home, my questions would remain unanswered, so I set out on an expedition to Chatham to find out more about Yanni's.
Clarity, peace, serenity.
I drove to Chatham, and all I could find was a cheese shop next to a shoe store, so I got back into my car to drive home. As I started driving, I spotted Yanni's at 29 Hudson Avenue. Yanni's is on the lower level of the Chatham House, a historic colonial-style hotel. I entered the lobby area where I encountered a chalkboard that said, "Please wait to be seated," next to an antique couch and above a Santa Claus train set. Underneath it read, "If there is no host to seat you, please make your way to the bar." On the way there, I studied placards on the wall with articles from magazines dating back to the year 2013 when Yanni's opened, with features about the restaurant. I also passed the entryway to an empty formal dining room with table settings, which I imagine must be the fine dining area. In a smaller dining room with a large bar, I found the host, who was also the server.
Well, the first half of that pancake game
was sketchy
for my taste.
Just want you to have a seat here.
There were two TVs playing sports above multiple shelves of half-filled liquor bottles.
Just a sparkling water for you.
Okay. Smaller or large?
The dining room where they serve lunch is medium-sized, with 8 tables, a fireplace with copper teapots on top of it, and wide windows with velvet curtains. The room was decorated with a mishmash of Thanksgiving pumpkin posters and Christmas ornaments, lights and wreaths, in addition to the year-round decor of framed paintings, candelabras, and old clocks. It was around 2 p.m. when I got there and sat down to look at the menu. After studying the menu, I thought a little bit about whether or not it was too late to leave, which it was, before my server came over and described the specials. The specials were fried mussels with tartar sauce, pomodoro flatbread with arugula and grape tomatoes, which she said was like a pizza, short rib ragu over penne pasta, a Cuban sandwich served on rye bread, a turkey BLT wrap, and beer-battered seafood.
Instead of the buffalo chicken egg rolls, I think I'll get the buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Okay.
And the seafood burger.
And you want both of those to come out together?
It doesn't matter, just whatever comes first. And sweet potato fries with the...
All right, perfect. That was my next question.
I thought about getting the beer-battered seafood, but in a state of confusion, I heard myself order the buffalo chicken macaroni and cheese and a seafood burger. On the menu, the seafood burger reads, a salmon and whitefish patty topped with lettuce, tomato, onion, and creamy dill. It comes with fries, sweet potato fries, or chips.
Dill mayo on top of the salmon patty. A tomato.
My seafood burger arrived. It was served on a thick toasted potato roll.
Coleslaw.
The salmon and whitefish patty was savory and flaky and smeared with dill mayo.
Fishy, flaky, warm.
I put ketchup on it and on the sweet potato fries.
Good size, thick, crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside. Little flecks of salt,
which were hot and crispy on the outside and seemed made on premises.
Some of them are really long, some of them are short.
The buffalo chicken mac and cheese was served in a very large, shallow bowl with a plate underneath it.
I'm putting a spoon into it and the cheese is flying through the air.
Instead of macaroni, it was made with penne pasta, which I found cumbersome in comparison to the macaroni I was expecting. It was baked in a white cheese sauce.
I would assume a blend of cheeses.
With layers of stringy cheese and square pieces of buffalo sauce tossed chicken.
The chicken is a cutlet, a fried, perhaps fried cutlet.
With toasted breadcrumbs on top. While I ordered my creme brulee to go.
Apple pie, wild berry pie, chocolate pie.
I began to conjure images of Red Dot, a unique and unpretentious restaurant located at 321 Warren Street in Hudson.
Table french fries since there be hamburger, french fry, hamburger, french fry.
I realized that Yanni's and Red Dot have a Venn diagrammatic relationship to one another, where their circles intersect. There are heavy-handed seasonal decorations, fish served in the shape of a patty.
And maybe the cod cakes.
We love the cod cakes.
Yeah. Okay.
Old pianos, faux fireplaces, regulars at the bar, handwritten checks, the feeling of being transported to the recent past, and reliable french fries. I hadn't dined at Red Dot in a long time, so I gathered a group of dining companions.
Do you guys remember the first time you ever ate here?
And headed back to Red Dot to figure out how it related to Yanni's.
Like, I remember you coming to me and being like, have you ever been to Red Dot? And I was like, yeah, it's awesome.
Red Dot was decorated for the holidays with wall mountings of cardboard reindeer and wallpaper suggestive of the inside of Santa's workshop. My dining companions and I reminisced about our first experiences at Red Dot.
It was when you read The New Yorker a lot.
As I gazed across the romantic lighting at the staff gently bickering with each other near another patron's table. My dining companions ordered burgers with fries.
I'm gonna also have a burger with cheddar.
How do you like yours cooked?
Medium rare.
And Caesar salads.
I know that we want two Caesar salads for the table.
The Caesar salad at Red Dot is a refreshing mix of crisp romaine and crunchy croutons in what tastes like a homemade anchovy Caesar dressing.
It just doesn't taste like a bottled Caesar.
They exactly. Probably make it.
I ordered the cod cakes, a Greek salad, chicken pot pie, and a quesadilla. The Greek salad had cherry tomatoes, artichoke hearts, and crumbled feta.
There's pepitas.
Mm-hmm. Pepitas.
Oh. Pepitas.
Oh, and?
There's some pepitas.
Tossed with a baby lettuce mix in a light oregano dressing.
The cod cake?
As always, cod cakes look
gorgeous.
The cod cakes are golden brown discs with rounded edges.
Oh, these beautiful pucks.
Of fried fish and potato. Served over a generous swipe of tartar sauce with a pinch of creamy, vinegary coleslaw on top.
Don't cry, don't cry.
The chicken pot pie was served in an enormous bowl.
It's like spilling out of the bowl.
They said the plate was really hot.
Yeah.
They said the plate was really hot.
Dripping over the sides with a chunky gravy of diced carrots and shredded chicken.
It has the like pastry layer on top.
It's puff pastry on top.
It has a floating pastry.
And had an island of puff pastry floating on top.
The quesadillas seem like they've been like pressed in a George Foreman grill.
Mm-hmm.
I was fascinated with the quesadilla, which had grill marks from a panini press, tangy black beans,
and there's some black beans poking out.
Yeah.
Cheese and small pieces of diced chicken, and was served with sour cream and an uninspiring red salsa on the side.
What's good about it?
I feel like the beans are really flavorful.
Oh.
Like, kind of spicy.
Oh, spicy beans.
As my dining companions and I finished our grenadine seltzer drinks, I pondered about all the ways Red Dot and Yanni's are different.
The path that I'm walking, I must go alone.
I opened my phone and looked at a recent text conversation I'd had while I was having lunch at Yanni's. It said, "If the staff isn't fighting with each other in front of me while I'm having my salmon burger, I can't enjoy it."
Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they?
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
If I stay.